Today is November the 9th. In a couple of days, it will be the 11th, which means Veterans Day. The 11th day, the 11th hour of the 11th month, the veterans will be honored and remembered. But we have joining us right now with an event coming up Sunday is two representatives from Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. We have Brent Klein with us and Ray Osman. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It's that time of year. You know, we're into the fall already, and it's almost Veterans Day. I guess either one of you can answer this. Talk a little bit about the Yellow Ribbon campaign. I guess, first of all, there are probably some people out there that still may not know what it's for, what it's designed to do. So tell us a little bit about the organization, what you've been up to the last year.
Go ahead.
Beyond the Yellow Ribbon was started by, and I don't remember her first name, but Governor Pawlenty's wife when he was still in office, as a result of the war on terror, and a way to help active duty service members, people returning from deployment, if they had any needs. It's a network that's designed to reach out to those folks, to help them transition back into regular life, to help those families of deployed service members. To provide the help, especially back home, that they need.
And we were talking before, of course, both of you are veterans, right. And we'll be getting to the Veterans Day services that your Veterans Day get-together that you have. But right now we're at kind of a point where there's not as many soldiers deployed or military personnel deployed as there have been for mm-hmm. much of this decade. There's still people serving overseas, though, and they still have services that need to be met.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
All right, let's talk about what's coming up on Sunday. Tell us a little bit about that. Ray, we'll let you talk on this one.
Okay. It'll be a program from at Trinity Lutheran Church, 8th mm-hmm. and Winona Street. And it'll be from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. We'll go into the sanctuary at starting at 2 with about probably, 20 minutes to 25
roughly.
Minute program
yeah.
in there. The Legion is going to post the colors for us. And then we'll have the program. Larry Prowley has a speech that he's going to be making. Larry is the commander of the American Legion Post 84. And then we've got four Korean veterans. Our program is called Remember Korea. So the four people that are going to be Sam Temple from the city, mm-hmm. he's taped some film on four of us, myself, David Downhauer, Will Brose, and Julian Transgrud. And I don't know how long. I was in there talking to Sam. I was in there for about 20 minutes, but I don't think it'll all be on tape or on the film. But it was interesting anyhow. So after that, then there'll be just a few words said by a couple of people. So
now, in those interviews that you did, was it about the experiences you had of war, the experiences you had coming home? Was there any specific topic?
Nothing. Just going into the service and what you did while you were in the service, and actually if you ended up in Korea or just stayed stateside. I'm not sure if any of the, I didn't go to Korea. I stayed stateside for 23 months, but I'm not sure if the other three actually went to Korea or not. But mm-hmm. it's just to explain to people that it's just that we served our time and we're willing to share that information and experience with people. Yeah.
Boy, that's been nearly 70 years ago.
Yeah,
wow.
Really.
Where does the time time go? Once again, we're talking with Ray Osman and Brent Klein with Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. Coming up this Sunday, November the 13th, that's 2 to 4, is that at Trinity?
At Trinity
yes. Lutheran
Church.
Mm-hmm. And is everybody invited to this?
Anyone that wishes to come. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. What else will there be besides a program?
Well, there'll be food afterwards, so that should be enough motivation for anyone. It's just a way of honoring veterans and then getting together and just having a time of of conversation and fellowship.
Yep. Always good, very good mm-hmm. conversation yeah. if mm-hmm. you go to events like that.
And if
that,
somebody does show up that has been in the service during the Korean conflict, we hope maybe they can will say a few words. We mm-hmm. don't know for sure, but we hope they will. Yeah, to give their experience live to the people that show up.
All right, and everybody is, and you can find out more, I'm sure. There will be many of the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon members out there, the people, volunteers and such that does some mm-hmm. that do some helping, and anyone who's a veteran or has anything to do with veterans, which is just about all of us,
yeah, exactly.
Welcome to attend.
Exactly.
Gentlemen, yeah. anything else we should yeah. know about your event?
Just hope everyone shows up and... yeah, looking forward to it.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's it's supposed to be a cool day, but it'll be inside where it's nice and warm. It won't be out where it's cold.
Yeah, I know we're a high temp in the 20s, so right. they'll have a place to hang your coat when you go in.
Exactly.
There, you'll yeah. probably need one getting there, but inside yeah. it'll be warm with the services and the fellowship as well. So thank you both for coming out. Thank you both for serving our country and putting together this this program coming up on Sunday. Once again, 2 to 4 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church. Gentlemen, thanks again.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jeff. Appreciate your time.
95.1 FM and AM 1080. We're KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota. You can check us out online at kymnradio.net.